在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Tony Talk. Hello and welcome to Tony Talk. And today we have a special guest with us, Fernando, who is a social worker who works with handicapped people.Welcome, Fernando. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, where are you from and how did you end up coming to China?
I am coming from Italy, nearby Venice, a beautiful city. And my life was all the time very lucky, very happy. Mm. And one day I thought maybe I have to go in some other wonderful place like China and try to do something good.So in 89, I went in Hong Kong. I started to learn Chinese, Cantonese actually. And then I came here in Canton, in Guangzhou, mm. and I started to work with people with mental handicap.
Mental handicap.
Yeah. I am actually a computer expert, mm. and I am specialized in special training. And I use the computer to...to build up games and programs, special programs that make funny to learn things. Mm. And that time I tried to teach him to use his brain to remember not only numbers, casually numbers,
right.
but remember the input method number, mm. the Chinese input method number, so he could start to use the computer to write,
right.
to write what he thought, actually.And I remember that his mother was so happy the first time that she could saw that his child was able to write.
Oh.
Write almost in a normal way, as we are.
He would write in Chinese.
Yeah, in Chinese, yes. Mm-hmm. But you know, this kind of man, he always talk very low voice, numbers, mm. and nobody know what he think, really, mm. or what he feel.
Right.
Nobody was able to talk deeply with this person. Mm. For the first time after more than 30 years, the mother and the father could see a piece of paper in which his child started to tell, I love you. I am very happy that my mother, my father gave me the opportunity to study, to learn, to come in this service, mm. and to do some works and so on.
Now, there are a lot of people who live in communities where there are handicapped people.
Yeah.
What are some of the best ways other people can help special needs people in their community? Can you give any suggestions?
Yes. The first thing is to be positive, to have a positive behavior. I mean, when you saw people with disabilities, mm-hmm. To accept them.
Right.
For instance, a lot of people doesn't have time or money because they are not so rich to help mm-hmm. Disabled. But maybe when a disabled go in take a bus, mm-hmm. we can give the place to them or smile and don't escape, don't be afraid. No?
Right.
So I feel normal people should have a better, a positive way to stay with disabled people.
Mm.
The second step is to try to think if we have time to offer for these people, so do some voluntary work. I always say we have to build up a bank of time.
A bank of time.
Mm. I mean, it's like in my bank I put the time of the people.
Right.
Maybe there is a volunteer that can come in Saturday. Another volunteer maybe can come in the afternoon or Wednesday afternoon. So I try to build up in my computer a file in which I have the time of the people that
right.
can offer to us to do some work.
Well, it's good to know that there's definite things that people can do to help out and to reach out to disabled people because
yes.
they're a part of our society too. So mm-hmm. really very thankful for the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you also for your time to talk to us about this. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, thanks to you and to everybody.
Thank you again. And again, this is another edition of Tony Talk. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.